we know every game is important from now until the end of the season, but beating a division rival, the first game to start this homestand, must be critical.
Yeah, it's critical. And, you know, after, you know, we had a slow start in the first, so it was a little worrisome, but we came out really strong in the second and third. And, you know, really proud of the effort that the players put forth, but every point's important. So, you know, got to get ready for next game on Friday.
So, yeah, you spoke about the slow start in the first period. Like, you made changes in the first intermission for the second period. What was the goal? Like, what were you trying to accomplish?
Well, when things don't go your way, sometimes you just have to change lines, try to find some chemistry. And, you know, it just, it seizes the player a little bit. They make him, you know, makes him think and maybe a little bit mad. Some guys end up on the fourth line. So I think so. It's important to mix it up once in a while, and it worked for us tonight.
And in terms of the power play, it was the first power play goals in six games. What were the adjustments that were made tonight?
Not many adjustments. We had HP instead of being net front, we had him on the on the flank. HP's our leading scorer, so we figured, you know, get him off the front of the net where he's really good, but put him on the flank, see if we could change things up a little bit. And, you know, he made a nice pass to Paquette on that first goal, and he made a really nice play on the second goal. So, you know, happy the power play connected tonight for two goals.
In all your years coaching, have you ever been in such a tight playoff race as this one?
No, this is a tight one because you could go from second to sixth. You know, usually, you know, you could, you know, you know when you're going to make the playoffs or not, and you might be, you know, go from second to fourth or something like that, but second to sixth, if losing one game, that's pretty tough to swallow as a team. So, you know, we try not to look too far ahead. We have to focus on the present, stay in the present, take one game at a time. And, you know, just concentrate on what we have to do in the next game.
In talking with a few guys throughout the season, they've consistently pointed out how easy it is to insert themselves into the lineup and insert themselves into the culture of this team. With regards to the game plan, how do you go about making it easy for new guys, whether they come up from the ECHL or through trade, to get accustomed to what's being done around here so they can play on the ice?
Well, we don't complicate things. We concentrate on what we try to do well. We don't concentrate on the other team too much. We have a certain way to play. We try to play fast. We try to move the puck quick. It's a no-brainer. The way we play, you don't have to think. So you just play hockey. So that's why it's easy for anybody to come in and be able to fill in. Either it's on D or forward. It's very, very simple systems.
And what do you think of the culture of the locker room with the players, where it seems as if they have a lot of guys who are able to speak French, and also those guys are able to speak English with players, and have found a way to get everyone to get along, essentially?
Yeah, no, it's good. You know, we do have a lot of French guys, but they you know, they respect the English guys. And when there's an English guy around, they speak in English. You know, I think it's important to respect both languages. And, you know, I think Xavier Ouellette does a great job as our captain to keep everybody in check. And, you know, it's been going well in the locker room. Guys want to play for one each other.
Because of the fact that you, just like the Canadians earlier this year, have had to deal with injuries and COVID, you can make some parallels between what you've been experiencing this year and what the Canadians have been experiencing this year. Why do you think it's worked out for you, where you're competing for a playoff spot and the Canadians are unfortunately not?
Well, obviously, that's, you know, it's the best players in the world going down, so it's tough to replace those. You know, when you have Carey Price and Shea Weber go down, it's irreplaceable. You can't replace that. So, you know, for us, we had a lot of depth this year with Trois-Rivières being right next door. And, you know, every player that's came up here from Trois-Rivières, either it's Ducharme, Saint-Amand, Galipaud, and Amorosa, who was up and down for a while. So every player that's came in and replaced guys that were sick or injured fit in well and played well. So, you know, we were very fortunate and very lucky. And we hope to continue because it's, you know, we haven't made the playoffs yet. It's going to be a long ride here, the next 12 games. And we need everybody to get on the wagon here and push together.
Still stressful organizing the lineup with all the injuries?
Absolutely. Very stressful. It's stressful, but I think we're managing it well. and our players are see the potential that we have and see where we are, and they want to win.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Yep. Okay.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you again.